Good afternoon, members. The Committee on Community Affairs will now come to order. Please call the roll.
Chair Flores.
Here.
Vice Chair Farmer. Senator Bronson.
Here.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Senator Simmons.
Here.
Quorum is present.
Great. Thank you very much, members. We have two bills on the agenda. However, at the sponsor's request, show that Senate Bill 144 by Senator Bean is going to be temporarily postponed. And so that means that we have Senator Perry before us today on Senate Bill 142. Senator Perry, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And this is a pretty simple bill. This is one that you saw last year, went unanimous all the way through the Senate, went all the way through the House and every committee and on the floor of the House. We just never made it to the on the floor there of the Senate. So what it does, it just provides clarity and transparency in permitting fees. It allows that cities and counties post their permit fees on a website, and it also requires them, which is already in statutes, to justify how they come across those fees to make sure that they're complying with state law. And that is the bill.
Okay, great. Members, do we have any questions? Do we have any questions on the bill? Yep, Senator Pizzo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator Perry, hello. In reviewing your bill, which I support, the question I have is that if a municipality or a county should outsource any of their inspections, whether it's engineering, plumbing, or what have you, that your bill would contemplate that even if they're outsourced, that's not a method or mode for them not to be subject to the same purview that the cities or the counties have in establishing what those permit fees are or posting what those permit fees are. So anyone that's doing business or handling those inspections, even if it's an outsourced third party, is still subject to the same requirement. Would you agree with that?
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they're subject to the same requirement. Under this bill, I'm not quite sure how they would post, and I think that that's a great valid because I think they need to have a play under the same rules. So when we get done with this committee, I'd like to look at that, and we can talk to some of the other players, some associated building contractors and some of the other ones to find out how counties and cities, maybe the League of Cities who might speak on this is going to be able to answer that as well. But it's a great valid point, and I think it's important that we get that resolved, and I will work with you in between this and next committee stop.
Great. Members, do we have any other questions? Any other questions? Okay. Thank you. We do have some appearance cards. Jeff Branch with the Florida League of Cities. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. Thank you, Senator Perry, for meeting with us yesterday. We outlined some concerns that we had. Senator Perry says his bill moves through the process. We'll work out those concerns. And to answer Senator Pizzo's question, I'll get back to him. I don't know the answer to that at this particular point, but we're just grateful for Senator Perry listening to us yesterday.
Thank you. We have Scott Jenkins with the National Utility Contractors Association is waving in support. Thank you. Cam Fentress with the Florida Roofing and Sheet Metal Contractor Association and the Florida Refrigerators and AC Contractors waving in support of the bill. Bruce Kirshner with the Florida Swimming Pool Association and the Southeast Glass Association is waving in support of the bill. Rusty Payton with the Florida Home Builders Association is also waving in support of the bill. And we have Carlos Cruz with the Florida Swimming Pool Association also waving in support of the bill. And last up, we have Carol Bowen with the Associated Builders and Contractors, if you'd like to come up and speak.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I'll be incredibly brief. This is a repeat issue from last session, and it had unanimous support through all committees, so we appreciate your time. Very basically, if you look at your staff analysis, they make all of our arguments for us. It was done incredibly well. Florida statute says you can charge fees. We ask you to put them on your website. Florida statute says you can only use fees to cover certain behaviors. We're asking you to put your information on the website that speaks to those behaviors. In fact, they close by saying that by doing this, it will help individuals and permit utilizers, people who visit building departments, better be able to predict what their fees may be. And so we think they said it well. I would say thank you, and we appreciate your support.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? All right. Thank you very much for being here. Senator Perry, I think there are no further questions. Members, are there any debate? Any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Perry, you're recognized to close.
Wave close.
All right. Senator Perry, having closed on the bill, please call the roll on Senate Bill 142.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Pizzo.
Yes.
Senator Simmons.
Yes.
Senator Farmer.
Yes.
Chair.
Yes. By your vote, show the bill passing. All right, members, this is not quite the fastest meeting I've ever had as a chair, but it's pretty close. I give you the gift of time. And with that, there's no further business. And so Senator Broxson moves we adjourn.